Hi, everyone. My name is Jessica Farrell. I'm a pharmacist. I work for Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences as a faculty there and also for Albany Medical Center as a clinical pharmacist in rheumatology. I practice in rheumatology for just about 15 years. And today I'm going to talk about hydroxychloroquine. So in rheumatology, we love hydroxychloroquine. It's a great medication for our RA patients with mild disease. It's imperative for our patients with lupus. It's a really great drug. So let's talk about it. So hydroxychloroquine is an oral therapy. It's dosed based on body weight, so 5 milligrams per kilogram per day. Sometimes patients will, when we calculate that dose, we might use a cumulative weekly dose to decide what dose they'll be on. We do that weight-based dosing because of risk of retinal toxicity, which is very rare, but doses higher than 5 milligrams per kilogram have been associated with accelerated retinal toxicity. So we keep it below 5 milligrams per kilogram per day. And like I said, it's available in a couple different strengths now, but we generally use the 200 milligram tablets. And if the milligram per kilogram per day doesn't work out mathematically, we'll just use a cumulative weekly dose. And some patients I'll have take 200 milligrams twice a day, most days of the week, and then drop down to one dose on the weekend. So Saturday and Sunday, they only do one dose, and that keeps them under that 5 milligrams per kilogram per day limit. And I mentioned in lupus, we love hydroxychloroquine. It has got multiple benefits in lupus. It's been shown to lower morbidity and mortality in lupus. It can be used during pregnancy and particularly in patients that have anti-SSA and SSB antibodies. So those antibodies can cross the placenta in a pregnant patient and cause neonatal heart block. And hydroxychloroquine's actually been shown in studies to prevent that transmission and in our pregnant lupus patients. So it's a great option. It's really important that we talk to our patients about how beneficial it can be for patients with lupus. It is pretty well tolerated otherwise. Sometimes patients will have a little bit of nausea when they first start, but they usually develop tolerance to that. In patients that develop some itching or rash on hydroxychloroquine, which can happen really infrequently, but if it does happen, and especially if they're a lupus patient and we want to keep them on hydroxychloroquine, there are what we call desensitization protocols that you can use. So basically, the medication is compounded at like a compounding pharmacy into a solution that has like micro doses of hydroxychloroquine, and the patient will take it over the course of a couple weeks or a month, depending on how quickly you want to do the desensitization. And that can help build tolerance so that they can tolerate the medication and stay on therapy. So I just wanted to provide a couple little clinical pearls related to hydroxychloroquine. For more information, please visit our RAP website. We also have our new RAP app. So RAP ACE 2.0, where you can get other digital content and lots of information there. All right, take care.